government. Yeah, hey, this is a big week. I mean, this is it for... It's not it, but Lemonis has to win 2 of 3. You remember the scenario that I drew up a couple of days ago with Bianco and Lemonis and why I didn't think they would get let go? Barring a disaster, right? Barring an epic collapse, which you don't want to see. He got to take 2 of 3 this weekend. Because if Chris Lemonis gets to 14, he's good. Even if he misses by like a whisker, I don't think they're gonna drop 4 or 5 million to get rid of everybody unless they promote Gotro and keep Parker and give him a bump. Ole Miss to me doesn't have that option with Lafferty and Clement. Good coaches. I just don't think they have kind of a promote from within type deal. But Lemonis can't lose the series this weekend, so it is huge. You can look down at Auburn all you want. They have players. Now they've just like most of the teams in this league, they just haven't won. Ole Miss goes on the road to Georgia, and they need to find a way to get 2 of 3. But Mississippi State's closer with 7 conference wins. Lemonis is trying to get to 14. If he gets 15, he is in, done. It's all good. Everybody will take a break and a breath or exhale. And the administration, in my opinion, doesn't want to spend millions of dollars, neither one, in baseball, in an NIL-driven world where you have to win in football. Now, obviously, Ole Miss is set up to win in football this year. And then Levy's in a rebuild. It's a rebuild that can happen sooner than later. But this year will be a rebuild. Good morning. Welcome in the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by Mississippi State's College of Business School. And Dean Scott Graw would love to see your junior or senior on campus. They have over $2 million in scholarships. It is the top research institution in the state of Mississippi by a million miles. Scott Graw spent a decade in the private sector, which is a tremendous asset for the Mississippi State College of Business. He was heavily involved in supply chain and logistics management, and he's young. He's very engaged with the students, well over $2 million in scholarships. Now is the time to book your tour of the Mississippi State University campus and tour the Mississippi State College of Business with over $2 million in scholarships available next year. The top research institution in the state of Mississippi, also doing amazing things in other disciplines. But that new supply chain and logistics management program is big time. And that's where Scott spent a decade in the private sector. So it's something to look at. Go ahead and book your tour right now for the MSU College of Business. Good morning. Welcome in, Jackson Meadows. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. We're going to have Steve Palazzolo coming up next. 8:30. Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus. NFL draft. Do you realize we have like 13 or 14 wide receivers that could be, that are first round talent?
Nuts. Well, whoa.
They are.
Like, okay. That's got to be
all of them could be third receiver. I mean, some of them are better than this, okay, at the top. But all of them, like, the floor is third receiver.
Whoa.
And can produce day one. That's the depth at the wide receiver position coming out.
Extensive.
Yeah. You're going to have teams like draft guards at 26, knowing that you can get that guard in the second or third round when you can go get a receiver that can be a playmaker.
Day one.
Literally day one.
That's
a lot of those guards need a little bit. They're important. The trenches are important. But a lot of those guards need a little more seasoning. But you're going to see that. So, with Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, we'll talk about that. We're going to have Jack Bourgeois with Key City Beer in the third hour, and then Joseph Stodgel with Martin's. So we'll do Key City Beer one segment, and then we're going to do Patron Private Barrel Selection Tequila a little bit later.
Partying.
That's what we do on the Out of Bounds Show. It's called Sports and Entertainment. We'll let the others do 2002 Sports Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome in. It's ESPN 105.9 The Zone. And don't forget that you can find Wilderness Trail Bourbon at Briarwood Wine and Spirits. Wilderness, they've got the private barrel selection, Wilderness Trail Bourbon at Briarwood Wine and Spirits. Let's go to Nolan Richardson. Now, I was talking about, we edited the deal. He's given a speech. I think it's a Basketball Hall of Fame. He's talking about Larry Bird. Larry's in the audience. Nolan Richardson is so animated and so charismatic. Hall of Fame coach. Unbelievable. I loved watching him coach live when I was, you know, in the 90s, as high school, college, and so on. And he was a great coach for Arkansas, among other teams. And this is so good. This is Nolan Richardson talking about Larry Bird.
I never forget driving, and I'm listening to a game. It's New Mexico State playing Indiana State. I don't really care about the game, but New Mexico State is right up the streets from El Paso, and I went to UTEP. And we're big rivalries, so I'm hoping that Indiana State will beat New Mexico State. And I'm listening to the radio, and I have no clue of the players on either team. All of a sudden, this name keeps coming. Bird. He goes to the right. Bird. He makes a spot. Bird. I said, damn, who is Bird? Bird. You know, here's Bird. And Bird this. And Bird. Oh, did you see the pass that Bird made? I can't see it, but I'm just trying to imagine it. And I when the time I got to the end, I said, damn, that brother can play. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. When I got the newspaper the next morning and saw Larry's picture, I said, damn.
It's so good.
I was not prepared for it.
It's so good.
That is phenomenal.
I know.
That is a piece of gold.
It's some of the best audio we've ever. For our listeners, that was Nolan Richardson. Legendary college coach and player who coached at Arkansas for a long time, won a title, describing what it was like way back when to listen to Larry Bird, New Mexico State and Indiana State play in college. And he's listening on the radio. Y'all, we've been there, my age and up. And Nolan Richardson, who's a basketball savant, is going, Bird scores, Bird. That pass by Bird. Damn, that brother's good.
Yes.
Wakes up the next morning. What?
Confused.
And if you watch the video, watching Larry, and this happened to Larry Bird.
Oh, yeah.
If it happened to him once, a million times.
Yeah.
Because you remember Larry would run up and down the sidelines in the NBA and go, you got to get this guy off me.
Yes.
I'm going to drop 60. And Larry used to say, you've got to get this white guy off of me.
Yes.
Because, I'm going to abuse anybody you put on me, but you got to get this white guy off of me.
He's
got to
go.
Because I'll drop 40 in the first half on you, your fan base, your mom, everybody else.
Seeing him laugh like that, though.
I know.
It makes me feel good.
Isn't it great?
It makes my heart feel
really
good.
We should be able to
do that.
And talk like that and have fun.
Should.
On a absolute any conversation, any platform, regular basis.
I agree.
And have fun and laugh.
Because that's fun.
And high five.
That's laugh.
On high five day.
That's a high five worthy moment.
It is. And Nolan Richardson was so good.
They definitely high five.
So charismatic. So animated. Such a great story. Larry.
That's good.
Blanken Bird, man. I love that guy so much now.
Yeah.
I didn't love him in the 80s. I just couldn't.
I mean, it's Magic, Lakers, dude.
And I loved other teams.
You're a Sixers fan,
I loved
too.
Isaiah. I loved Isaiah with the Pistons. Yeah, I loved the 76ers. You know, I loved Barkley.
It's a bunch of East boys, too, so I get it, man. I get it. And the East was popping
back. I loved
back
Adrian
then.
Dantley.
Dantley's good.
Alex English. Steve Palazzolo on the draft coming up next.
At Fleetway Market, we're more than just a gas station. Whether you're getting a home-cooked meal at the Market Cafe in Gluckstadt, or just picking up a hot coffee or a cold beverage at any one of our over 22 locations in the metro area, Fleetway Market has you covered. So when you're on the road or headed to Starkville, Oxford, or Hattiesburg, there's only one place that can fuel up your car and your stomach. So take the headache out of getting around and stop at Fleetway Market, your one-stop shop to fuel